Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
It is a heavy Monday here in Jerusalem. If you are listening to this, you likely already know that the world looks very different than it did 72 hours ago. We are currently in the third day of a massive coordinated military operation by the United States and Israel against the Iranian regime. Our housemate Daniel sent us a message earlier today asking if we could put together a comprehensive situational report, a SITREP, on everything that has transpired in the last 12 to 24 hours.
Herman Poppleberry here. And yeah, Korn, it is hard to even wrap your head around the scale of what we are seeing. Daniel's prompt was pretty specific. He wanted us to move past the raw headlines and really look at the tactical and strategic shifts that occurred between Sunday night and this afternoon, March 2, 2026. We have seen more munitions dropped in the last 3 days than in almost any comparable window in modern warfare.
It feels like we are living through a historical hinge point. We mentioned in episode 8-98 how the atmosphere in Jerusalem has shifted, the constant hum of activity, the intercepts. But for our listeners abroad, we need to lay out the sheer numbers first. Herman, what is the latest on the offensive side of this operation?
The scale is staggering. As of this afternoon, United States and Israeli forces have utilized over 2,500 munitions. We are talking about everything from sea-launched cruise missiles to precision-guided bunker busters. They have struck more than 600 high-value targets across Iran. This is a systematic dismantling of the regime's infrastructure. We have confirmed reports that the Ministry of Intelligence, the Ministry of Defense, and the Atomic Energy Organization have all sustained catastrophic damage.
And the big one from the initial waves, which is still being processed globally, is the death of Ayatollah Khamenei and several top-tier security officials. That creates a massive power vacuum in the middle of a hot war. But I noticed in the reports from the last 12 hours that the focus has shifted heavily toward Isfahan and the Parchin military complex. Why the concentration there specifically?
Isfahan is the heart of their ballistic missile program. If you want to stop the waves of missiles hitting Tel Aviv or the United Arab Emirates, you have to hit the factories and the silos at the source. Parchin is equally critical because of its historical and current links to nuclear weapons research and advanced conventional explosives. By targeting these, the coalition is trying to break the long-term backbone of Iran's retaliatory capability.
I was also reading about a significant cyber component to this. There are reports that the Iranian electrical grid is flickering in several major cities. Do we think that is a direct kinetic result of the strikes, or is this coordinated digital warfare?
It is almost certainly both, Korn. The United States and Israel have the most advanced offensive cyber capabilities in the world. If you can shut down the power grid or disrupt communication hubs without dropping a single bomb, you paralyze the military's ability to coordinate. It is a multi-domain operation, air, sea, cyber, and space. We are seeing it all happen at once. It really is the first true 21st century war of this scale.
Right. And that brings us to the retaliation. The prompt Daniel sent mentioned 24 distinct waves of attacks against Israel so far. We are sitting here in Jerusalem, and we have felt the vibration of those intercepts, but the human cost is starting to climb. 11 Israeli civilians have been confirmed killed, and over 700 are injured. The strike on Beit Shemesh on Sunday was particularly devastating, claiming 9 lives in a single missile impact.
It is heartbreaking, Korn, and it is important to realize that this is a multi-front retaliation. It is not just Israel. Iran is lashing out at United States military assets across the entire region. We have seen strikes on bases in Jordan, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. 4 United States soldiers have been confirmed killed in these exchanges, specifically during a strike on a base in Jordan.
The data from the United Arab Emirates is particularly shocking. I was looking at the numbers earlier. More than 800 drone and missile attacks directed at the Emirates alone. One Tevinton 74 ballistic missiles were launched at them. Their defense systems, like THAAD and Patriot batteries, intercepted one Tevinton 61 of those missiles, but that means 13 got through.
And the drone numbers are even wilder. 689 drones were detected heading for the United Arab Emirates. They managed to down 645 of them, but 44 landed. When you think about the density of cities like Dubai or Abu Dhabi, 44 drones hitting their targets is a massive security breach. It shows that even with the best missile defense in the world, saturation can eventually lead to leaks. You send so many cheap targets that the defense system runs out of interceptors or the computers get overwhelmed.
It is also interesting to see how other regional players are reacting. Qatar, for instance, has been forced into active combat. In the last 12 hours, we have confirmed that Qatar shot down two Iranian Su-24 fighter jets that entered their airspace, along with seven ballistic missiles and five drones. This is no longer a localized conflict. It is a regional conflagration.
Absolutely. And we cannot ignore the northern front here in Israel. Hezbollah has officially entered the fray. We are seeing constant rocket and unmanned aerial vehicle launches from southern Lebanon. The Israeli response has been incredibly intense. On Monday alone, 52 people were killed and over 150 wounded in strikes across Lebanon.
I want to clarify for our listeners that those strikes in Lebanon are being reported as targeting Hezbollah rocket depots and launch sites. But because those sites are often embedded in civilian areas, the collateral damage is what is driving that high death toll.
That is an important distinction. It is the classic tragedy of urban warfare. When military infrastructure is woven into the civilian fabric, there is no way to hit one without hurting the other. We are seeing a similar horror in Iran. Iranian state media is reporting that the death toll from an airstrike on a school in Minab has risen to 148. Whether that was a stray munition or a target misidentification, those are the kinds of numbers that fuel long-term resentment.
Speaking of the long term, Turkey's President Erdogan has been very vocal in the last few hours, calling for an immediate end to the hostilities. But on the other side, President Trump has stated that this operation will likely last 4 to 5 weeks. He has been very clear that the attacks will continue until all military objectives are met.
Turkey is in an incredibly difficult position. They share a long, porous border with Iran and are terrified of a massive refugee crisis. If millions of Iranians start fleeing toward the Turkish border, it could destabilize Turkey's economy and internal politics. Erdogan is not necessarily pro-Iran, he is pro-stability in his own backyard.
4 to 5 weeks feels like an eternity when the tempo is this high. If they have used 2,500 munitions in 3 days, what does the total look like after a month? And the global ripple effects are already being felt. Haman, have you seen the oil markets?
It is a spike unlike anything we have seen in recent memory. Brent crude has topped $140 a barrel in the last hour. That is higher than the peak after the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. With the Persian Gulf essentially a no-go zone for tankers, the markets are panicking. Hundreds of thousands of airline passengers are stranded because the entire Middle Eastern airspace is either closed or restricted.
It is that cascading effect. You hit a missile site in Isfahan, and 3 weeks later, someone in London or New York cannot get a replacement part for their car or their computer because the logistics hubs in Dubai are under fire. Everything is connected.
It is a reminder of why we do this show, to try and connect these dots. For our listeners trying to make sense of the next 24 to 48 hours, the key indicators will be the status of the Iranian oil terminals and whether the Iranian Navy tries to block the Strait of Hormuz. If they do, the economic impact will go from a spike to a total collapse.
It is a sobering thought. We are nearly 900 episodes into My Weird Prompts, and we have covered a lot of hypothetical scenarios, but seeing this play out in real time, just a few miles from where we are sitting, puts everything into perspective. Every one of those numbers is a person. 11 in Israel, 4 Americans, 52 in Lebanon, 148 in Minab.
It is a staggering loss of life in just 72 hours. We will keep monitoring the feeds and provide updates as the situation evolves. Daniel, thanks again for the prompt and for keeping us focused on the tactical shift.
If you find these deep dives helpful, please consider leaving us a review on your podcast app or on Spotify. It genuinely helps the show reach more people who are looking for detailed analysis. You can find all our past episodes at myweirdprompts.com.
Stay safe, everyone, wherever you are. This has been My Weird Prompts, a collaboration between two brothers and their housemate exploring the complex questions of our time.
Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox Turbo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.